Great.
All right. Hi, I'm Ayo, and I'm here to talk about Elk, which is a Nimble Mastodon client. So I would like to start maybe a quick show of hands. Who here has tried Elk? All right, that's a really, really nice result. Yeah, so for those who are not familiar with it, I hope by the end of the talk, you'll have some curiosity to check it out. If you do want to check it out, it's in elk.zone. So yes, I'm Ayo, and you can find me in the Fediverse. That's my handle, at Ayo, at aiko.io. Also a tongue twister, I guess. So let's start with the trivia. Did you know that elk is one of the few surviving species that lived at the same time as the mastodon? That's true. Yeah, so we kind of wanted to stick to the lore there. So they're actually friends, I guess, unless mastodon eats elk, but I don't know. But we're not here to talk about animals, we're here to talk about the software, right, of the free and open source software. So just three simple agenda. I'd like to just a quick look back at the backstory. Where did it start? Who are the people behind it? And then I chose a few highlights of the features, but there's definitely more. And then at the end, we'll try to answer what now, where is it headed? So if you remember around November 2022, there was a huge Twitter migration. I was one of them. I signed up to Fostodon first, November 2022. And then around December, when the holidays came, I set up my own instance. The Elk project started with the people, the main core maintainers of this project. So if you're familiar with Vue, Nuxt, these are the people who started it. And in fact, I don't know if I'm allowed to say, but the first name of Elk is not actually Elk. It's Nuxtodon. So they viewed it as like a golden application where they would showcase how they themselves would build a real life application. So that's how it started. It still plays an important role in that ecosystem. So when they release new features, they would check Elk if it broke. That's how it started. Where do I fit in the story? I'm not actually part of that ecosystem. I'm a long-time consultant for a different tech stack, and that's how it is mostly for the front end. So this is one of the first message I put in their Discord when they invited me. It's still, so this is December. It's still closed. I guess we were around 50 people there. I said, by the way, I'm not a Vue dev, so I have zero confidence contributing to the code. That's how it started for me. But I did end up learning the code, and I was able to put some features there. Thank you. So when I joined, it was just a lot of text. There were images, of course, but I was the first to implement preview cards and then a bunch of improvements on that. I implemented the Mastodon filters API, so it respected your filters there. So if you know those closing and opening eyes, that's the UI that I worked on. And then the latest one that I'm proud of is the embedded media player. If you share YouTube, PeerTube, or SoundCloud, or Funk Whale, it will expand to a nice UI that respects the primary color that you choose for yourself. And then how is it going for the whole project? We are proud that we started 2022, and now we have a couple of hundred contributors scattered around the globe. Elk is now provided in 34 languages. We have 12 known community deployments, although when I posted it in our Discord, some people say, hey, we actually deployed it ourselves as well. So there's probably more. We don't track the users, so we don't actually know. So features time, as I said, there's way more. So this is kind of opinionated. I chose four that I think is a differentiator compared to other clients. So it started very much like a developer-centric client. So one of the nice things in Elk, it made sharing code so much fun. So if you combine that with Mastodon's high maximum character limit, it's just, before Elk, the way you would share code would be a screenshot of your IDE. It's always images, but with Elk, it's actually, you can copy paste the code and it will do syntax highlighting. There's a lot of languages supported. Don't quote me on this, but I think if GitHub supports the language, it's Elk supports it. So do check it out if you like sharing code. To expand on that, we support Markdown formatting. So this is just a client. It supports any Mastodon instance that you have. The formatting happens in your browser. So it's nice if you would like to be more expressive in your post, I guess, emphasize some words, then you can use this. We have some focus on well-being. There's a lot of well-being preferences in Elk. One of them, if you don't like being stimulated by too much color in your screen, you can toggle grayscale and it will make all images grayscale, even the avatars. Right, so you can also toggle Zen mode. This is one of my favorites if you just like reading posts. Yeah, it hides everything else. It's just for reading. If you'd like to follow the FOSDEM hashtag and not engage too much, it hides the engagement buttons and all other UIs. And actually, there's a fine-grained way to hide a lot of stuff. You can hide boost count, favorite count, and other engagement counts, I guess. And you can hide the emojis in usernames, if that annoys you for some reason. You can hide news, which refers to the news tab in the Explore tab. I think this is the last differentiator feature kind of that I picked. It arranges status posts in your timeline in a chronological order. So that's just easier to understand when you're reading threads in your timeline. That's it. As a last part of the talk, we're pretty much the new kid in town. We just started 2022, at least compared to the other projects in the Fediverse. We are a big fan of the Fediverse, so we still have big ambitions for the project. One of them, it helps guide the maintainers in choosing what to focus on. First, we would like to be of feature parity with Mastodon. I know I keep saying Mastodon and the Fediverse is bigger than the Mastodon, but this is just to create focus for the maintainers. I've seen successful PRs that are specifically for forks and other Fediverse servers as well. Second, I see there's a bunch of administration features that are still missing in Elk. That's one thing that we can work on. And thirdly, I don't know if you remember Mozilla.social. So they experimented having their own thing. They connected their Mozilla accounts as the main, I guess, user database. And then they forked Elk as packaged front end to that. And that gave really a focus on single server deployments. And that's what it means. Basically, packaging Elk as a full replacement to the Mastodon web application. So those are three big things that are still yet to happen. So if you're curious, please join us. Go to chat.elk.zone. That's a good place to start. I'm going to be dropping other links in the Matrix server as well. But yeah, I'm there. The maintainers are there. If you would like to share memes as well, that's always welcome. Thank you so much.